The team working on the Alaska LNG gas line project is undergoing a shift as the state prepares to take over. At the board of directors meeting today, Frank Richards of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation said staff is winding up preliminary front-end engineering and design. Richards says that means approximately 120 people will be moving on from the project.
So the project management team is demobilizing, so they will be sent back to their parent companies.
The big three North Slope producers, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, indicated earlier this year they would not move forward with the gas line as originally planned. Governor Walker decided the state would take over the project. The state is marketing the project to potential gas buyers overseas, but it hasn't yet decided to move to the next phase of it. Also on the board meeting, AGDC President Keith Meyer said negotiations with the North Slope producers are taking longer than he had hoped. The state aimed to reach an agreement with the companies in October, but Meyer added he felt negotiations are going well and that he doesn't detect anything that's going to stop the process. Natalie Lohman, a spokeswoman for ConocoPhillips, said the companies aim to complete the handover by the end of the year. Richards says once negotiations are complete, the state will begin working to secure a license from the federal government to export liquefied natural gas.